As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law. Show me the evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, April the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and occasionally we even do advanced workable solutions right here. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where we excoriate, expose, and discuss all manner of philosophically radical topics, but freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game and to be a part of today's broadcast. You can certainly pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Precious metals gain, building solid foundation for upward potential. That's in the news this morning. War and rumors of war, earthquakes in diverse places. Man's heart's failing him for fear. What is all this? Bible prophecy or just the daily news? The history of law, property, readings of law, John Locke, etc. Hearsay, evidence, non-deliverable forwards. Well, we've got a lot on the plate this morning. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Wednesday, April the 14th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, we found gold trading up $9 at $1,160.10 an ounce. Silver trades up 25 cents so far this morning, $18.47 for a troy ounce of that beautiful metal. Big news being made here, though. Platinum up $9 as well at $1,724. And the big winner of the day so far is palladium, up $17 an ounce at $544 an ounce, making everybody that's invested in platinum or palladium, yeah, very happy too. I think everybody's happy in the metals this morning. Big smiley face out there. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,151.80 for a low, $1,163 for a high, about $11 spread in there. But at $1,160.10, your gold is up year to year, $270.70 an ounce for a 30.44% return on your investment in Aurum, that precious noble metal. The SPDR gold shares this morning still stands at 1,141.04 tons for $42.12 billion of value on the street. And the boys in London set the price, the spot price this morning at $1,159. We're just a buck above that now. Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, S&P Crude, so much more. All on the other side of this first break. Stay with us. Lots to come in today's two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Yes, indeed, we do come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. If you've missed any of the broadcasts in the past, or if you're a new listener to the network, new listener to Become Vocal Local, you can certainly go up and access our show archive page on oraclebroadcasting.com. Just go to the open it up and look on the left-hand side. You look to see that there's about, oh, I don't know how many down it is in the list. There are hot links there. And you click on the show archives page, and then the show archives index opens up and lists all of the very many broadcasts on Oracle Broadcasting that have show archives archived there. And click on that link, and it'll open up Become Vocal Local there. You'll find it all. And you'll go back and open up about a year's worth of broadcasts. And every broadcast I try to make as unique as possible, that they be so many links in a long chain that we can use to bind down this tyrannical and despotic government one little bit at a time. It was very, very evident to me years ago that this challenge that we face is enormous. The information gap is colossal, and to be able to come out and just provide some kind of a simplistic solution to the problems that we face, this didn't make any sense. This doesn't seem to be possible. We need to understand not only who we are, but also whose we are. And it's not going to be solved in one broadcast, and certainly with over a year now on Oracle Broadcasting Network and the Revolution Broadcasting as well, and before that with Republic Broadcasting Network, always the same topic, becoming vocal local right where we are. restoring a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, one precinct, one town, one city, one county, one state at a time. Very simple process, very easily done. Certainly, if you were listening last evening to Doug Owens' broadcast, you heard how AIPAC gets the job done. The Young Americans for Liberty, the offshoot of the Campaign for Liberty, doing the same thing on the college campuses. Campaign for Liberty running its precinct system. Jim Condit Jr. has been talking about precinct-driven political activism for years. Many others as well. You look at the mind, if you will, behind the political parties, both of them, you'll find that there are institutes that are out there that teach young people how to get involved, energized within the existing political party systems. Oh my. And yet, there are those that still continue to march round and round the courthouse with their bullhorn and their signs. Sad, really. There are easier ways to affect these changes that we need to do. But few want to go in and do a little bit of simple research. But as I mentioned to another host the other day, one of the problems with the process that I advocate is that there's work involved. People don't really like to work. They don't really like to get involved. They do like to complain. They do like to rail. They do like to shout into bullhorns, but they very rarely want to apply themselves with any acumen, I guess you could say, to the process. So anyway, let's go back in and close out that market report again for April the 14th before I get off on a rant there. April the 14th, 2010, active trading New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, we find gold trading up $9 at $1,160.10. $18.47 is the place you'll find your silver moving up 25 cents. Platinum moves up $9 and palladium up 17. All things are looking good. Palladium at $544 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 13 on yesterday to 11,019, charting new territory there in the Dow. The NASDAQ up 8, closed up 8 at 2466. The S&P closed up 1 at 1,197. Crude oil this morning up 77 cents a barrel. It's $84.82 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index moves down 3 basis points at 80.39. In the Forex, the foreign exchange market, the Canadian loonie moves up 29 basis points again, still today at parity with the U.S. dollar. They're trading out at 0.9984 per dollar, so it's basically a straight across-the-counter exchange. One Canadian dollar for one U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso moves up another 22 basis points, still trading on the high side of 8 cents, but we just round it down now rather than rounding it up as we have in the past. The euro moves up 12 basis points, trades at $1.36 U.S. British pound up 45 basis points, 0.45%, 45 basis points, trades at $1.55, and the Swiss franc up 12 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The two-year bonds, the bonded indebtedness, the treasuries, all of that. The two-year, the yield on the two-year is 1.04. It's been above 1% for quite some time now. The 10-year at 3.81, very high. And the 30-year at 4.67. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year mortgages move up from 4.36% a month ago to 4.44% this morning. And the 30-year mortgages move up from 5.07 to 5.16%. So mortgages are getting more expensive. And there's all kinds of other news out there as well. Now, yesterday and in previous discussions, reading the news, kept coming across this idea of Chinese yawn forward. What is this forward all about? I went up on the web and figured it out for myself, and I'll just share a little bit with you from this article, which you can find in its entirety on Wikipedia. But non-deliverable forwards, or NDFs, that's the article. You can look it up on Wiki, non-deliverable forward, and it goes this way. This article is about the financial instrument for other meanings of NDF, CNDF. In finance, a non-deliverable forward, or an NDF, is an outright forward or futures contract. So I was right in my assumption yesterday that when we talk about forwards, we're really just talking about futures. But this is a non-deliverable forward, or an NDF, is an outright forward or futures contract in which counterparties settle the difference between the contracted NDF price or the rate and the prevailing spot price or rate on an agreed notional amount. And they're going to go on, and they're going to give the definitions of all of this in this article. It is used in various markets such as foreign exchange and commodities. So we talk about here on this broadcast foreign exchange and commodities. At least when we do our market reports on a regular basis, just kind of keeping a pulse on the economic well-being, the body politic. The NDF market is an over-the-counter market. Whoops, jumped a spot. Go back again, Will. A non-deliverable forward is an outright forward or futures contract in which counterparties settle the differences between the contracted NDF price or rate and the prevailing spot price or rate on an agreed notional amount. It is used in various markets such as foreign exchange and commodities. NDFs are prevalent in some countries where forward FX trading has been banned by the government. This is another one of these ways to do end runs around constitutions and law. Another one of that bit of financial trickery. NDFs are prevalent in some countries where forward FX trading, foreign exchange trading, has been banned by the government, usually as a means to prevent exchange rate volatility. Of course, they're putting a lot of pressure on the yuan, the Chinese yuan. Anyway, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side of this break. A little bit more on this non-deliverable forward and then much, much more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And returning once again, looking at this idea of non-deliverable forwards, an economic term. Of course, we've studied economics here on this broadcast out of various college levels and high school level textbooks, getting a basic understanding of just what is going on out there. We can listen to various economic forecasts and forecasters, but if we have no clear understanding of what exactly it is, we can often be either just completely confused or disillusioned or led astray. So I try and bring out little bits here and little bits there as time allows on each broadcast. But here we go, back into this again. The NDF market, the non-deliverable forward market, is an over-the-counter market. NDFs began to trade actively in the 1990s. So it's relatively new, not something that's been around since 1913. NDF markets developed for emerging markets with capital controls where the currencies could not be delivered offshore. Most NDFs are cash settled in U.S. dollars, and so we start looking at currency controls, not being able to move the cash offshore, things like that. We're basically helping to sidestep boundaries and constitutions and conventions and so on and so forth, facilitating, open the door, making possible the advance of international or globalist economics. The international economic community, they're called in the United Nations speak. But the more active banks quote NDFs from between 1 month to 1 year, although some would quote up to 2 years upon request. The most commonly traded NDF tenors are IMM dates, and you can look all of these up. There's hot links there. Again, I'm looking right at a Wikipedia article, printed it out for myself. I'll put it in our show notes folder. But the NDF market, again, an over-the-counter market, the more active banks quote NDFs from between 1 month to 1 year, although some would quote up to 2 years. Most commonly traded NDF tenors are IMM dates, but banks also offer odd-dated NDFs. NDFs are typically quoted with the U.S. dollar as the reference currency, and the settlement amount is also in the U.S. dollar. Structures and features. An NDF is a short-term cash-settled currency forward between two counterparties on the contracted settlement date. The profit or loss is adjusted between the two counterparties based on the difference between the contracted NDF rate and the prevailing spot price, FX or foreign exchange rates, on an agreed notional amount. Now, it goes on and it talks about and defines these things. The notional amount, this is the face value of the NDF. The fixing date, this is the day and the time whereby the comparison between the non-deliverable forward rate and the prevailing spot rate is made. The settlement or the delivery date, this is the day when the difference is paid or received. The contracted NDF rate, this is the rate agreed between the two counterparties on the transaction date. The prevailing spot rate is the fixing spot rate on the fixing date is usually provided by the central bank and is commonly calculated by calling a number of dealers in the market for a quote at a specified time of day and taking the average. And then it goes on and it talks about pricing and valuation. They list a formula here as well. So for all of you out there that are looking at alternative news and information, this provides a little article here on the wiki about non-deliverable future or forwards is quite interesting. A little math to do there, a little market possibility there, but certainly it helps us to understand more when we're reading the news if we go in and follow up some of these links. Now, this link off of the Kitco website, Montreal, Kitco News, New News, with palladium prices at two-year highs. Yes, palladium is at two-year highs today. This morning, palladium trading at $544 an ounce. With palladium prices at two-year highs, many industry experts say that the rise of the metal, primarily used in cars, is not solely due to the auto sector recovery, but also because of investment demand. In other words, when you're looking at palladium at, platinum at $1,724 an ounce and gold at $1,160 an ounce, palladium under 1,000, palladium way under 1,000, palladium that some of us were picking up in the $200 range, but palladium at $544 still gives somebody an opportunity to invest, and it's moving up. ETFs, again, these are exchange-traded funds. This is all of this hoodoo voodoo about getting on the computer, day trading, buying and selling these various precious metals without ever taking physical delivery, having it in your possession, which is exceedingly risky. It's a great way to make a large fortune into a small fortune overnight. But the ETF physical palladium shares, ticker is PALL, has created additional investment demand, and in turn we are removing significant amounts of physical palladium from the supply chain, the industry officials said. So again, we've got speculators in the palladium market, just as we had speculators in the crude oil market, and the crude oil market went up so high that gasoline around here went into the $4 range. A couple of years ago, it's back in that vicinity now. George Topping, Managing Director of Base Metals Research for Thomas Wiesel Partners, said that during the past 2 years, the demand for investment has grown and there's been a tremendous interest in palladium. With exchange-traded funds, ETFs, it makes it even easier to invest. They're a sudden and unexpected source of demand. It doesn't give time for the industry to respond, so there's a good potential for prices to spike, Topping said. George Topping. But again, underscore that word demand. And when you find the word demand, realize that we talked about demand at length here on Become Vocal Local. Go back and access the show archives. Back and look at that. But in my study and analysis of Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, the agenda for the 21st century, if you wanted to reduce all of the UN newspeak down to just one word in regarding sustainable development, the word is demand. They've got to create demand to sustain the economic environmental development all around the world, especially in a falling or declining market where fewer and fewer people have any money to buy anything other than grocery items. You've got to shore up the demand. You've got to sustain demand for economic and environmental development. You got to shore up demand for windmills and shore up the demand for solar panels and shore up the demand for electric cars and all the other green stuff out there. New light bulbs, funny insulation, all of that sort of stuff. So demand plays a big part in all this. Palladium, currently sitting at $517 an ounce, now $544, could possibly hit highs of $700, said Topping. Again, George Topping, Manager Director of Base Metals Research for the Tom and Wiesel Partners. Goes on, there's other guys in here talking about it too, but this article you can find up on Bloomberg this morning. Here's a bit more news. Unusual, as we talked about in the beginning, war and rumors of war. Of course, we're hearing more about Iran all the time. Earthquakes in diverse places, men's hearts failing them for fear. As I said in the beginning, Bible prophecy or just the daily news? Well, you figure it out. China troops in a race to save quake victims as temperatures drop. New news off of Bloomberg, April the 14th. China mobilized thousands of rescue workers in a race to save people stuck under the rubble of collapsed homes and schools following a 6.9 magnitude earthquake that left at least 400 dead and many more injured. President Hu Jintao, on a trip to Washington, called for an all-out effort to rescue victims in the province of Qinghai, sandwiched between the restive regions of Tibet and Xinjiang. Vice Premier Hui, not who, but Hui, Hui Liangyu. I'm doing my best, folks. I've eaten in a lot of Chinese restaurants in Chinatown in San Francisco and Seattle. I think I do a pretty good job with Chinese. Anyway, Hui arrived overseas after relief efforts in the mountainous region. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information?
You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're back once again, and now we're over in China looking at another earthquake. And diverse places all across the world. Again, this one is on the in the mountainous region on the Tibetan Plateau, where temperatures were forecast to fall below freezing tonight. Urgent assistance is needed to help at least 10,000 people injured after the quake struck at 7:49 a.m. local time. The official Xinhua news agency reported a 2008 trembler. Now, this is a different one. Now they're using tremblor. I've seen it written as temblor. This idea of bringing in this new concept here. We used to say tremor. Okay, tremor. Now they've converted it and they call it a tremblor. But if you go up and do your Google on that, you know, Google's Google dog pile or web ferret, you'll see that this is it's a Spanish term. And it really has no place in English news reporting at all. It's a 2008 earthquake. Or tremor would be a better way of saying it, but an earthquake, when it gets beyond a tremor or an aftershock, it would be just simply considered an earthquake. That would be the proper way to do it, but apparently they're concerned about those extra 4 or 5 digits that they have to store in their computer. I can't see any other reason for it other than that they're trying to introduce a new term, adding another level of confusion and multiculturalism. But anyway, a 2008 earthquake I'll just say it properly, that hit the Sichuan province in May of 2008, killed about 90,000 people, so this is really pretty light. But after buildings collapsed, sparking protests and accusations of corruption over substandard buildings, you're going to keep hearing this over and over again, substandard buildings. You know, this is the whole idea behind the International Property Maintenance Code, making our houses, building houses, designing houses. There's another article on the internet about a big area, project area over in England. They've got this towering thing that looks like an electric razor. It's got a couple of windmills on the top of it that claim it'll produce 8% of the power necessary for this big development. And then they wanted to do urban renewal and rehab all around the base of it. That article's up on Bloomberg as well. But in that particular case, they're talking about, you know, studio apartments at £270,000. These little 400 square foot apartments. I don't know about you, but spending $250,000 to get an apartment in an apartment building is rather crazy to me. Buying houses at $400,000, $500,000 a piece. I mean, come on. Somebody want to show me those people in America, those millions of people that are unemployed, they're going to be able to afford houses like that? Anyway, the idea, though, is designing houses to fulfill the goal of Agenda 21, 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety, where through planning and zoning and building codes and all of that, we're supposed to be able to eliminate repetitive loss claims. Of course, they wouldn't have all this trouble over there if these houses that they'd built, these 400 dead and all of the thousands and thousands of houses that have been knocked out, they wouldn't have that problem if they built houses that would be able to withstand whatever it is that the creator of the universe could throw at them, ostensibly. But I can't imagine that any of these Tibetans would be able to afford a house that was engineered and built that way. So as they say, stuff happens. But there's a curious phenomenon in all of this, in that if you're trying to build a house that would be resilient in an earthquake, that house would not be resilient in a tornado, a windstorm. Completely different engineering dynamics involved in there. It wouldn't necessarily be any more fire resistant if you had a grass fire, a wildfire, a forest fire. I don't know whether or not they would do you any good in a flood. Probably wouldn't help you out in a locust plague. But that's the idea. And the more you study about the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning program that is fully embraced in your community is bought on. You've gotten public buy-in into this. Any place where you have enhanced 911, you're going to find these codes coming right along in the tail end of that. But back to this article here, you know, we're just simply talking about how impossible it is to do some of the things that they're looking for, but they're using all of these various and sundry natural disasters to push forward the global agenda. Isn't it sad, folks? Isn't it sad? But it's the truth. It's called obtaining public buy-in. And you can find that right out of the paperwork, the material that's produced by the change agents working for FEMA to dialogue your local towns into consensus. Well, we can have our minds on all of these people, these stricken Chinese, the Tibetans, digging out under this earthquake. But just remember that this news article makes it the news, and it makes it the Bloomberg news to advance a global agenda. Let's pick this one up. I wanted to look at that as well. ClimateGate probe finds no evidence of scientific malpractice. Alex Morales writing for Bloomberg New News, April 14th. An investigation by a panel of scientists into the so-called ClimateGate leaked email flap found no evidence of scientific malpractice at the University of East Anglia, the UK school at the center of the probe. Turning everything that we heard from Lord whatever his name is, yeah, the Lord, turning all of this upside down and inside out. It's kind of like another whitewash affair, sounds like to me already. The inquiry, the second of three into research at the school in Eastern England said methods used by the university to compile historical records of global temperatures were fair and satisfactory. It also said allegations of deliberate misrepresentation of data derived from tree rings weren't valid. Quote, there was no hint of tailoring results to a particular agenda, close quote, the scientists said in a report posted today on the school's website. Quote, their sole aim was to establish as robust, you like that word, robust, that's change agent language there, was to establish as robust a record of temperatures in recent centuries as possible. Thousands of emails stolen from the school's server in November showed scientists discussing a trick to hide a decline in temperatures and blocking some papers from inclusion in the most comprehensive United Nations report into climate change. And that fueled criticism from skeptics of man's contribution to global warming of data being manipulated. Well, the article ends that the UK police are also investigating into the hacked emails, and there's more to that on the web. The usurper, back in the news again, wins backing for nuclear security goal as the summit ends. This by Viola Geinger and Edwin Chen. New News, Bloomberg. April the 14th, Barry the usurper won commitments from 46 nations to lock down nuclear material. Well, I guess now he has his coalition of the willing. Look out, Iran. I heard a report yesterday that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is himself Jewish. That would be a laugh, wouldn't it? The next test will be how far global leaders will go to carry out their pledges. The final communiques issued after 2 days of meetings in Washington should spur higher security standards for separated plutonium and highly enriched uranium and consolidated scattered materials at fewer locations. Matthew Bunn and other experts said after the summit ended yesterday. The summit represents a major step toward overcoming complacency about this threat. You go back and look at Bernard Baruch. He was the first head of the Atomic Energy Commission there for the United Nations, by the way. There's a guy that was able to turn a profit on a dying man. The summit represents a major step to overcome complacency about this threat. There's a lot of work yet to be done, but this does represent major progress. The president's prime ministers and other representatives from around the world convened by Obama endorsed the U.S. president's timeline for securing nuclear material within 4 years. The usurper said he set the goal because the world's biggest threat, security threat, is the potential for Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups to acquire the materials to develop a nuclear weapon through theft or illicit sales. We've seized the opportunity, the usurper said yesterday during a news conference at the conclusion of the summit. The American people will be safer and the world will be more secure. That's Agenda 21 speak right out of the introduction. Safety and security. People who give up their sacrifice, their essential liberty for temporary safety and security deserve neither safety nor security. Goes on and talks about cruel ironies and other things in here. This is another bit of financial news about Singapore. Of course, we heard about all of this pressure being placed upon China by Barry the usurper and the boys to drop the peg. They have the yuan, China's yuan, pegged to the U.S. dollar. And Singapore unexpectedly revalues currency on growth, and it's going to turn the tide, perhaps. Well, we'll pick all that up right after these words from our sponsors.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your seed panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seedpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seedpanel.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
If you're looking for major changes economically, this article would probably rank with the insignificant. But this, Singapore unexpectedly revalues currency on growth update for Patricia Lui. Lui? L-U-I, you pronounce it. April 14th, Bloomberg, Singapore unexpectedly revalued its currency, triggering the biggest gain in a year after the government raised forecasts for economic growth and inflation. Of course, you've heard from everyone, from Bob Chapman on out, talking about revaluing the currency. It's possibly coming. Certainly has happened in Argentina and other places, likely to happen in the United States, may happen globally. But on this particular article, we're talking about a minor alteration here. And yet, it's newsworthy, coming as it is, on the tail of Barry the Usurper's meeting with Hu Jintao and the finance ministers in China. The Monetary Authority of Singapore said it'll seek a modest and gradual appreciation in the local dollar and shift to a stronger range for currency fluctuations. What are these gradual appreciations in the dollar? This is inflation, is it not? Appreciation in the dollar? You know, things appreciate appreciably in this country. Our dollar is now buys what a penny used to buy long ago. But anyway, a modest and gradual appreciation of the local dollar and a shift to a stronger range for currency fluctuations. the first such combined move in its 39-year history. Trade Ministry said the $182 billion economy will expand as much as 9% in 2010. How much of that expansion will be based upon inflation is anybody's guess, compared with a previous outlook of 6.5% after the fastest growth since at least 1975 in the first quarter. In 1994, I had a little house that was valued at about $75,000. That same little house in 2010 values around $225,000. Is it an increase in the value of the house? Or does it simply reflect the inflation, the devaluation of our dollar? That's that to you. Singapore's move might reflect policymakers' belief that China is possibly close to moving on the yuan. That China is possibly close to moving on the yuan, said Brian Jackson, as we reported on yesterday. That's where this article about the end non-deliverable forwards, the Chinese yuan, NDFs, came out. Singapore's move might reflect policymakers' belief that China is possibly close to moving on the yuan. Remember, the finance ministers all had a little seance in Singapore before they went to meet with the Chinese. This little move here wouldn't be a result of that meeting, would it? Withdraw stimulus, Singapore's dollar rose as much as 1.2% to 1.3754 against the greenback. The strongest level since August of 2008, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. It traded last at 1.3763 as of 2:20 p.m. local time, blah, blah, blah. The central bank for the nation of 4.8 million people guides the local dollar within an undisclosed band against a basket of currencies. Sound familiar? International, global, central banking. Everybody's manipulating here. It's climbed 2% this year compared with a gain of 7% in the ringgit, 4.6% in India's rupee, and a 4.2% for Indonesia's rupiah. And then it goes on and on. Read the rest of the article up there. But just watch as these things continue to develop. We're going to see more and more as time goes on, as the various currencies get adjusted. Yesterday, of course, again, Doug Owens broadcast, he brought out a really interesting session. Audio clips from and his astute analysis of this APEC, American-Israeli Political Action Committee, meetings that they've had, and how APEC and the Israeli lobby works across the United States and around the world, really, to find, to recruit, to train, and to run, and to win political candidates for key positions that are all supporters of Israel, Israeli agenda. Well, this is much of what we talk about right here on Become Vocal Local. We need to understand the system that we're in, and then using what has been built, we must turn it to our own advantage quickly. Quickly. Understanding that AIPAC and many others do this sort of stuff on a regular basis, and they're not alone. It's not just Israel. You've got the Republican Libertarian Caucus doing the same thing. The Republican Party does the same thing. The Democratic Party does the same thing. The Chambers of Commerce do the same thing. The military does the same thing. It only makes sense. It's the most prudent use of time and money, resources. We don't need to go out and have million-man marches. What we need to do is control the government. What is the purpose of a political party in the first place? To gain the proximity to or complete control of governments. It's like having a running coup, an open bleeding sore in the body politic, a gaping chest wound. And unfortunately, so many try and staunch the bleeding with Band-Aids. That don't work. So anyway, very interesting stuff. I hope to be able to spend more time on it. I'd like to find out more about this. Jonathan Kessler, he's one of the trainers, the leadership development director. But boy, isn't there just a whole bunch of that. If you follow around and dig deep into the Campaign for Liberty or the Republican Libertarian Congress or any of the others, caucus, or any of the others that are out there, you'll find a lot of this. The YAL, the Young Americans for Liberty program, an offshoot from Campaign for Liberty, financed in part by money raised for the Ron Paul campaign, who I heard on another broadcast the other evening. I guess it was Mike Piper's broadcast. Someone came out and was asserting that Ron Paul's a 33rd degree Freemason. Well, maybe there might be truth to that. Don't know. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to find America's future policymakers, and they're also talking about locking down, taking over the Berkeley student government. Of course, for the youth in the listening audience, you would not perhaps remember, but I would just simply say, burn this one into your mind, write it down on your notepad, and go in and study and learn more about the free speech movement. That was going on during my youth. But again, at Berkeley, California, the format during that time period was to take over buildings, occupy the buildings, administration buildings. You just bring Berkeley and other universities to a standstill as we petition our government, so to speak, for a redress of grievances. There has long been work done on college campuses to find the best and the brightest minds. During Al Gore's reinvention, Al Gore and William Jefferson Clinton, their reinvention of government, almost a quote, but I'll just paraphrase it. They were looking for the best and brightest minds. They wanted to reinvent government. They wanted to make government the employer of choice. They wanted to have the very best pay, the very best benefits. They wanted to attract, retain the best minds that America has to offer and bring them into government. And at first glance, you'd say, that's a good idea. Why do we have all this ineptitude in government? Well, it's because the people are of low caliber. People look to government as the last resort, not the first resort. Everyone wants to work in the private sector, not the public sector. Makes good sense, right? You want to have a good government, you have to have intelligent people there. That makes all good sense. Unfortunately, it did work that way. And now the best and the brightest minds are being deployed against we the people. So we've got a double stick to try and work through. But there's a lot to this idea of going in and identifying student government presidents, people who are in any of the clubs and organizations, the various different fraternities, anyone that raises themselves up. Actually, they don't really raise themselves up. It's because of their own caliber, the caliber of the people, that other folks just automatically raise them up. It's an amazing thing. I've eventually become the president virtually of every group I've ever been involved with. Served most of the offices. I wouldn't say that leaders are born, but leaders are definitely made. And it's a process. It's a process of taking the time that's necessary to research whatever it is that you're doing and then be good at it. I wouldn't think that's an impediment. Anyway, there's more to that. When we come back from the top of the hour break here, going into hour number two, we'll talk a little bit about pocket constitutions. And then we're going to go back into John Locke and take a look at a little bit more of the history from the late 1600s, early 1700s, that set up this idea of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government and found their way into much of our constitutions and even the Declaration of Independence. So we'll go there after these words from our sponsors and begin hour number two. Stay with us, please. We will be back.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, April the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. And yes, indeed, my name is William Roberts. Always lots of news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. In the first hour, we talked about the news. There's lots of news out there. It would eat up every hour of every day of broadcasting. As I like to say, going up into the great regurgitorium on the internet and finding all the possible news combinations that we could regurgitate every day. That we could do, but I like to look at more practical solutions and some more educational things from time to time as well. As a matter of fact, I would rather just do that for the full 2 hours, but I do feel compelled to do news. Anywho, I did mention in the first, previous hour, I want to touch a little bit on constitutions, especially pocket constitutions. For those of you that listened to Lee Rogers and Josh Reeves last night, they got into a spiral there in regards to the Heritage Foundation and the Council for National Policy and the Christian Conservatives, the right, but did bring up the idea of pocket constitutions. And so I hate to leave it just laying on the table like that, as if the pocket constitution is some horrible and demented thing, you know, some demonic tool that's being used to destroy the minds of the masses. I have personally given away thousands of pocket constitutions over the last 10 years. I received my first pocket constitution as a promotional gift, I think it was, along with something that I bought. I don't know whether I bought a book or a DVD or where it came from. But it was published by the Witten Publishers, Witten Printers, here it is, Witten Printers, and they're out of Phoenix, Arizona. This remains my favorite. This is the Citizens Rule Book, a Palladium of Liberty, Bill of Rights, Jury Handbook. The fireworks are in the document itself. Read the Constitution. And I think it's an absolutely excellent document, really. I find nothing repugnant about it. It provides a whole gob and a bunch of information. And yes, indeed, in fact, it is pocket-sized. Slips into a purse, back in your back pocket. You can carry it around in your front pocket, your breast pocket. And yes, many people have had pocket constitutions. I carry many with me all the time. I almost always have a dozen in the truck. But over the years, I've gathered up quite a few of them. And certainly, anybody, once pocket constitutions started to gain a lot of traction, once we started to reinvigorate the people, we the people, with a greater understanding of their constitution, when people started to get an idea that we were on the edge of losing not only our birthright, but our country outright, the idea of finding out just who we are and whose we are and what form of government should we actually have prompted a lot of people to get on the bandwagon, and certainly the Heritage Foundation and many others have done so. I've got 5 different pocket constitutions published by different people, printed by different people in front of me. And again, my favorite is this simple Citizens Rule Book, Palladium of Liberty, published again by Witten Publishers, but it's not the only one. But let's just run through the table of contents quickly. It talks about a handbook for, section one is a handbook for jurors. It discusses jury duty. You are above the law, jury rights, the law of the land, the Ten Commandments, the Communist Manifesto, give up your rights, jury tampering, The second section is Give Me Liberty. It's got Patrick Henry discussing here, Jury of Peers in here, Freedom for William Penn, Jefferson's, that would be Thomas Jefferson's, warnings. And then section three, it has the original documents, the index to the documents, the Declaration of Independence, the original title, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. So there's a lot in it. For a little teeny book that you carry around in your pocket. You can hold it between your thumb and forefinger. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again, and for the last time today, to our April the 14th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. I would like to give a shout-out at this time to all of our affiliate stations out there, micros that are carrying the broadcast, Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, joining us in this hour. And I thank you all for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. And if you're listening out there on the terrestrial radio system, and if you have any access whatsoever to a computer, you can always send me emails with your ideas for guests or show topics or hosts, co-hosts or whatever, to bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. If you haven't got a computer, and I understand that, as a shortwave listener for many years, not online, you can always get a hold of me, simply enough, just to send me a mail. Send me a piece of mail, snail mail, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. We started in talking a little bit about the citizens' rule books. I hate to throw the baby out with bathwater, but sometimes I just have to speak my mind, too. And that is that we don't want to get to the point where we get so concerned about groups and organizations that we fail to look at the quality information that has been promulgated by many of them. Yes, there are promotional gifts that are out there that you can sometimes take advantage of, and constitutions, pocket constitutions, and that sort of thing are certainly one of those promotional gifts. I have another Citizens Rule Book here, even though my principal, primary, the one that I've given out thousands of, is the one that is published by Witten Printers out of Phoenix, Arizona. Anybody out there listening, I'll give you the phone number right now. If you've got a pencil and paper handy, it's area code 602-258-6406. Again, that's 602-258-6406. They make these available in bulk quantities at a very affordable price, and I think traveling around with plenty of them at all times is a good an activist tool, simple activist tool that you can do. And really, at the cost of cigarettes these days, you can give somebody a pocket constitution for about the same amount as two cigarettes. You know, bum a smoke, friend, brother. Buddy, won't you spare a dime? Anyway, there's that one. Then there's another one. I got this one from the American Free Press, you know, that anti-Semitic rag. Anyway, got a couple of them from them. You can buy more of these. They're very expensive from them, but 20 or more are just 50 cents each, and that's not too bad. But from the American Free Press, they put out a Citizens Rule Book as well. And in there, each of the various Citizens Rule Books, you'll see other information included. Of course, you could always just, you can demand that your citizen's rule book or your pocket constitution would have a constitution in it. Make sure that it's a correctly copied constitution. There are some that are perverted. Be very careful about that. Make sure you study it well. And, of course, if you don't study the Constitution, then you won't know whether you're reading fact from fiction. But this one, from the American Free Press, has the Law of the Land, Declaration of Independence, U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, and a Handbook for Jurors. And then it has a lot of other interesting information that's put in here as well. Just quotations and other nice stuff, you know, stuff to think about and ponder on, reflect upon. You know, again, who are we and whose are we? And how did we come to have this land? Here's another one. This one, the Constitution of the United States, put out by the National Constitution Center. You got to be careful now when we start getting into certain of these publications. But here's the National Honorary Committee. President and Mrs. George Bush, President and Mrs. Jimmy Carter, President and Mrs. Gerald R. Ford, and President and Mrs. Ronald Reagan. Well, Dorothy, we certainly don't walk through this world with blinders on, so be very careful. You get a cast of characters like that, the National Honorary Committee, and you're looking right into the jaws and the maw of the beast, but you still can't take away from the various and sundry documents that are presented in this little book. So if you pick it up as a freebie, just count your blessings and walk away. Somebody hands it to you for free, take it home and read it. This is another one. Picked this one up down at the Freedom 21 conference in Dallas, the same one that Josh Reeves was at. I didn't know Josh at the time, didn't meet him there, could have perhaps met him there. I was in the room most of the time. But anyway, this one was put out by some folks, and they had a challenge going on. We're trying to get out thousands of these pocket constitutions, but in them they had a pledge in the back. I've not been able to get anyone to sign these pledges, but I don't care. They don't sign the pledge. They can still have a copy of the Constitution. Glad to do it. But it has lots of important dates to remember. It also gives an index to the Constitution and amendments in it that others don't. It has a lot of good quotations that you won't find in other places. It has other material that's been inserted in here that is unique to this particular edition. And again, for the cost of the admission, it's cheap. And they make real handy glove box materials, because you never know when you get bogged down. Maybe you go into a restaurant and you didn't have anything else to read. You can always take a pocket constitution in with you. Now, as far as pocket constitutions go, perhaps the graduate level was the one that I have in front of me now that was published by Mike Brown. And Mike Brown's is one of the most difficult pocket constitutions that ever came around. I did give away a whole case of these as well. But I had to be very careful about who they were given to, because this is beyond, far, far beyond the beginning, if you will. And it takes a considerable amount of research. But he's put tons of material into it. They're not cheap. These weren't. They aren't the 50-cent model that you can buy by the case. They were rather spendy. I paid them all in a buck or something apiece for them. But anyway, it says, are you fed up with judges, accountable to no one? The Bill of Rights Handbook, We Want Our Country Back, and We Need Your Help, by Michael H. Brown. This booklet is dedicated to all those federal and state judges who have faithfully upheld the United States Constitution. We were saddened to hear that you both resigned. Nice way to start out, isn't it? Dedicated to all those federal and state judges who have faithfully upheld the United States Constitution, we were saddened to hear that you both resigned. Well, that sets the tone for it. So they're handy. There's no doubt about it. Then, where did I start hearing about these pocket constitutions? Well, a lot of people talk about William Cooper. Some of them actually listen to him live. Some of them listen to him on his recordings. But Coop was talking about pocket constitutions from the first broadcast that I picked up on shortwave. Also, in my collection here, I don't think that if we focus on the federal constitution with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind, that we're doing our country any service, certainly not our minds. I think we need to look at our state constitutions, and I have in front of me the Constitution, the state of Missouri, revised December of 1999, January of 2001, May of 2007. I'm looking forward to receiving my 2010 when it's out. Stay abreast of your state constitution. Staying abreast of it. Well, what's this all about? When you read your state constitution, this is the operation manual, ostensibly, for your state government. And there's many other pieces of information, just like in the pocket constitutions, that are inserted for your edification, your knowledge, and understanding. So there's many ways to approach the Constitution, folks, but the worst way is to not look at all. We'll be back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And certainly, had I not received and spent so many hours enjoyably studying the constitutions out of these various and sundry pockets of pocket constitutions and all of the various quotations that came along with it and so on and so forth, I would have been ill-prepared to do the study that I have done on the state constitution here in Missouri. But one of the most glaring changes that I saw as soon as I received this book back in 1999, the Constitution for the State of Missouri, published by Rebecca McDowell Cook, the Secretary of State, one of the most glaring things that, you know, just jumped right out and slapped me upside the head as soon as I opened that section and began to read the Constitution of the United States, or it should be Constitution for the United States of America, was that they had taken certain literary license. In other words, they'd come in, and I've sent letters and never got a decent response in this regard, but they'd gone in and they'd taken off, they'd deleted all of the capitalizations that you'd find in these other books. The pocket constitutions typically faithfully reproduce the document as it was written, not as one would want it to be, but as it was actually written. Allow you to ask yourself, why do they capitalize the C in creator and R in rights? The L in life and the L in liberty and the so on and so forth, the H in happiness. Why are they capitalized? Our founders were not ignorant. They were not illiterate. They wrote with a purpose and they wrote well. Even more tragically, I've found several commas that have A, either been inserted or B, deleted from the Constitution. Is it sloppy typing? Poor proofreading? Lousy editing? Or are they just taking license with the original documents here in Missouri? I'll leave that question for you. Enough on all of that. Let's talk a little bit about hearsay. You get a lot of hearsay these days. The rules against hearsay are the rules permitting hearsay. This is out of my surveying handbook, The Role of the Surveyor in Land Litigation Pretrial. This is edited by Russell Brinker and Roy Minnick. It's quite the book, tome of many, 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 many pages. I received it a long time ago, or acquired it many years ago, but it was copyrighted in 1984. So it's been with me for a while. Read this whole tome. I've got, 1,265 pages. The rule against hearsay, or the rules permitting hearsay. Again, the role of the land surveyor, the surveyor. Yeah, there are people that don't like boundaries. You know, they don't understand land survey. They don't understand titles. They don't understand legal descriptions. Don't understand their body. Don't understand nations or states or any of that. They don't like boundaries, but boundaries is the whole purview of a land surveyor, largely. And when they go in, quite often as professional witnesses, professional testimony in court, things like eminent domain, various and sundry other things, easements, boundary disputes of a variety of kinds, they have to give testimony in court quite frequently. But here's the rules against hearsay, or the rules permitting hearsay. What is hearsay? It begins. You're urged to put out of mind any present ideas of what hearsay is and to consider the following variously formulated definitions thoughtfully. Professor McCormick defines it thus, quote, hearsay evidence is testimony in court or written evidence of a statement made out of court, such statement being offered to show the truth of matters asserted therein, and thus resting for its value upon the credibility of the out-of-court asserter, experts say. The federal rules provide, quote, hearsay is a statement, either written, oral, or nonverbal conduct, if intended as an assertion, one asserts something, other than one made. You know, it's like somebody said, so-and-so said, third-party testimony. Well, my aunt said, my uncle said, the man on the street corner said, the man behind the curtain said, hearsay. So much of it in the news today. Hearsay evidence is the evidence of a statement that was made other than by a witness while testifying at the hearing and that is offered to prove the truth of a matter stated. Al Gore says the polar bears are doing the backstroke in the Arctic Ocean looking for an iceberg because of global warming. Hearsay. Offered to prove the truth of a matter stated. These definitions show that there are two essential components of hearsay evidence. The first is almost self-evident. It is evidence of a statement made out of court. The witness on the stand, for example, relates what someone told him or her during a meeting. It should be recalled that the quote-unquote statement may be written as well as oral. Thus, field notes of a survey, a land survey that would be, the field notes, the notebook, the field book. Thus, field notes of a survey, when introduced at trial, are evidence of a statement made out of court. In most jurisdictions, nonverbal conduct, if intended to assert something, may also constitute a quote-unquote statement. A deaf-mute's sign language statement is an example. It is the second component of the hearsay definition, however, that is elusive. The statement must be offered at the trial or hearing for the purpose of proving the truth of the matter asserted in it. If it is offered for another purpose, it is not hearsay. And some examples may illustrate. I'll just give a couple. In a murder trial, suppose the defendant testifies that just before he killed the victim raised a gun and shouted, "I intend to kill you." If the victim's statement were offered to prove the truth of what was stated, i.e. that he intended to kill the defendant, it would constitute hearsay. It is a statement made out of court, offered for the truth of the matter asserted. If, however, it were offered to show simply that the victim had in fact said the words, irrespective of their truth, and thus had put the defendant in fear of his life, which would help establish self-defense, the evidence would not constitute hearsay. I just put some of this out for your consideration. We were about police officers, you know, saying, well, they did nothing wrong. The policeman was well within the bounds of the procedure of the department when he tasered a child 7 or 8 times and then shot him in the head. You know, it's well within the bounds or whatever, you know. any testimony to the contrary is hearsay, so on and so forth. Here's another example. If a map, that would be a survey map, is offered to show the truth of what is depicted on it, as, for example, the location of monuments, it's hearsay. When the surveyor laboriously goes out into the field and takes his instruments and runs survey points, runs between the monuments and all of that, and then brings it in, plots it out on a piece of paper, puts a boundary on it, puts a title block on it, stamps it, seals it, and hands it out, it's still hearsay. If a map is offered to show the truth of what is depicted on it, as, for example, the location of monuments, it's hearsay, for it is a quote-unquote statement made out of court and offered to prove the contents of the statement. If the question in the case is simply whether the map exists, regardless of what it depicts, it does not constitute hearsay. Yes, this is the map. It's paper. There's stuff drawn on it. This is a map. That's not hearsay. But the information that's contained on it in a court of law, because it was collected and done outside of court, I suppose, is hearsay. The critical factor in these examples is whether the evidence of the out-of-court statement is offered to prove the truth of what was said or merely to show the making of the statement. So we can do tremendous amounts of research. We can pull together all kinds of documentation. And then we can bring it all to the table and say, this is the truth. But is it the truth? Or is it just hearsay? Well, that's to be determined. We'll be right back.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your seed panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEApanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. policies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we return once again, and I'm going to refer back to this text that we've been working out of Civil Government by Locke. This is published by the Everyman. This is Everyman's Library. Yeah, curious stuff, you know. We go back and we look at the reading circles as the Fabian Socialists came into this country, George Bernard Shaw influence being felt, the Sidney and Beatrice Webb, Bertrand Russell, and so many others as their influence became, you know, what is the guy? I always fail to remember his real name. The guy that Mark Twain, his real name, and other of the authors. There was the Walt Thoreau, Emerson. A lot of these guys are socialists. And the whole idea of, I can't think of the name right now. I would say Toynbee Hall, but that's probably not right. There were a variety of houses set up all around the United States, which became centers, hotbeds for intellectual discussions. I lived in one of those kind of houses in Seattle. And it was basically a kind of a hotbed for all things land surveying, or not land surveying, architecture and land use planning. Urban planning and things like that. Lots of very interesting discussions happened there. Lots of meetings and parties and people coming together, college students and graduate level students and people working in government and business and teaching and education, academia. A lot of influence there in my life. But anyway, this Everyman's Library is an interesting little setup. I need to look more into this and find out, because it has all of the earmarks of this kind of the material provided at this time period. Again, this one was published in 1924, I believe it is. Let me see. Here it is. First published in this edition, 1924. It was originally published by J.M. Denton Sons Limited, Aldine House, Bedford Street, London. That'd be a clue. First published in this edition in 1924, last reprinted in 1947. That's the expansion period of socialist thinking, communist thinking into the United States of America. Printed and bound in Canada, then brought into the country here, interestingly enough. But the Everyman's Library, and this is number 751 of Everyman's Library. And so the idea here, the intent, was to build a bunch of books collecting all of the authors, all of the minds, if you want to say the Enlightenment authors, the Age of Reason, all of the people that were influential, the Greeks and all of that, bringing them all together and putting together a series. And this is like a quarto. It's a small hardbound book, but as I've said before, it has virtually newsprint. It's got your cheap paper that you'd find in a paperback used in it. Nice, beautiful little book, but nevertheless very inexpensive. I could tell it was extremely accessible. But a family of readers could sit together and read and study these books and learn a lot about the world we live in. And as they say, knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when combined with action. Unfortunately, I have very number of these kinds of books that were put out by the Communist Party of America, too. Same kind of format, same kind of desire, the idea of getting together with a group and sit down and reading things. But you can people cry and moan about a lot of things, but John Locke certainly is influential. And we can spend a little bit more time studying about him this week. So we started in on this, and we're still in just the very beginnings of Book 2, An Essay Concerning the True Original Extent and the End of Civil Government. You may be able to find it immediately up on the Internet. You could read it for yourself. Even read along with me as we go, if you like. You're welcome to call in, too, 866-841-1065, if you get any ideas along these lines out on the air to our listeners. But we've been talking about this, the fundamental basic principles that he's laying out in the very beginning of this lengthy treatise, from which he's going to continue to build and build and build and build until we basically have developed a system of not just polity, but a system of philosophy and a way of life that found considerable favor among the colonists here in our country. And much of this information has not only found its way into the Constitution for the United States and the Articles of Confederation and the Northwest Ordinance and other places, but also the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution here in Missouri as well. This is very influential. And I'd really have had to read it carefully and slowly, but because I have done a considerable amount of reading elsewhere, I can see almost, you know, quote after quote after quote after quote. I mean, this thing is so potent with quotable material, and it's been quoted so frequently that it's no surprise that he's had great impact and great influence. But I can also tell you this, and so if you're new at Locke, you might give this good, you know, a little bit of space here, is that he is systematically building up a system. And so it would be to your benefit that when you are reading a quotation from Locke and his treatise on civil government, that you know where in the treatise he's being quoted from. In other words, in the beginning, he's laying down fundamental basic principles, but they are conditioned the further you go in the development of government. Does that make sense? We can say from Andrew J. Galambos, his definition of property, that property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life, and that freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time. And as a fundamental basic principle for a study of volitional science as laid out by Andrew Galambos, they serve us well. But you need to see how the philosophies carry on from there. It's like trying to make a general assertion or a statement about the mind of Auguste Comte and his system of positive philosophy, which was followed by his system of positive polity, which ultimately led to the writing of the Universal Religion of Humanity, which drove John Stuart Mill back to England to write the book on liberty. Anywho, so we're in the earliest parts yet of this, and let's continue. And you just have to go back and listen to the previous broadcasts, because I'm going to continue in kind of a consecutive manner. All of the paragraphs in this treatise are numbered. There is no index. And so the numbering is really useful. It's kind of like putting chapters and verses in the Bible. Makes it really easy to find what it was you were looking for. So this is 10 out of part 2. Yeah, I think it's chapter 2. Chapter 2 of The State of Nature, paragraph 10. Beside the crime, which consists in violating the laws and varying from the rights of reason, the right rule of reason, whereby a man so far becomes degenerate and declares himself to quit the principles of human nature and to be a noxious creature, there is commonly injury done. And some person or other, some other man, receives damage by his transgression, in which case he who hath received any damage has, besides the right of punishment common to him with other men, a particular right to seek reparation from him that hath done it. A big sentence. Lots of stuff in here. But he's starting to lay out, if you will, fundamental basic principles about not just law, but also about the system of law or jurisprudence, remedy, seeking remedy in the law for wrongs done against us. And any other person who finds it just may also join with him that is injured. Class action suits right there coming in. and assist him in recovering from the offender so much as may make satisfaction for the harm that he has suffered. Again, at this time, envisioning that, you know, it would be almost not to say an eye for an eye, but reparations. We don't get that, as we mentioned yesterday. We don't get that in our court system today. Typically, whatever penalties or exactions or fines are levied are sucked up into the vacuum called court, and the victim goes away empty-handed, and the penitent goes away to the prison or goes to the poorhouse. From these two distinct rights, the one of punishing the crime for restraint and preventing the like offense, which right of punishing is in everybody, the other of taking reparation, which belongs only to the injured party. Notice it belongs only to the injured party. How would the court be injured? I say that it's not. Comes it to pass that the magistrate, who by being magistrate hath the common right of punishing put into his hands, can often, where the public good demands not the execution of the law, remit the punishment of criminal offenses by his own authority.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The So as we read through this various writings of John Locke here in this True End of Government section of the Civil Government Treatise, we can see the development then of the system of law based upon the laws of nature and nature's God that was viewed favorably by our founders. Let's continue. And it says, and I'm just jumping around here a little bit. It is far too long to read the entire thing. I'm not going to attempt that. I'm just trying to give you some of the fundamental basic principles in the beginning, and then we'll go into some of the more detailed information in the back when we start to actually build the government that was built. And thus it is that every man in the state of nature has a power to kill a murderer, both to deter others from doing the like injury, which no reparation can compensate. There's no way that you can repay somebody for a murder committed by the example of the punishment that attends it from everybody, and also to secure men from the attempts of a criminal who, having renounced reason, the common rule and measure God had given to mankind, reason, remember our study, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. What is that Word, if not reason? Having renounced reason, the common rule and measure God hath given to mankind, hath by the unjust violence and the slaughter he hath committed upon one, declared war against all mankind, and therefore may be destroyed as a lion or a tiger, one of those wild savage beasts with whom men can have no society nor security. Right? So when you go off into the aberrations, when you begin to commit crimes against nature, natura, you start walking away from society. You become a savage, wild, savage beast with whom men can have no society nor security as long as they're allowed to be in our midst. And I can assure you, over the years, the court system has gotten more and more and more and more lenient. Of course, it's very lucrative for them to house these people forever, indefinitely, pillaging money out of your pocket to pay for it. Where's the justice in that? But there's a lot of truth in that. Because when someone no longer walks in agreement with the law of the society they live within, and there's some really great stuff. One of our listeners sent an email to me in regard to, I think it was Mr. Rudd in Australia, who kindly gave all of the people that didn't like living in Australia the exit door to use at their discretion. You don't have to live here. You don't like the system. You could go away, and many would appreciate it if you would. But again, upon this is grounded that great law of nature. Whoso sheddeth blood, man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. The idea from the earliest times, the right to keep and bear arms, of course, that's a huge topic. But the right to keep and bear arms gives everyone an equal opportunity, even though we are not created equally from this standpoint, but at least you have, if you have a dagger in your scabbard at your belt and a highwayman leaps upon you, at least you've got a fighting chance if you can wield your dagger quickly enough to avoid the deadly blow of their sword or broadaxe. Because when you have one of these wild beasts who just can't seem to live in society and turns upon you and preys upon you, even if that's the prince, and we'll get to that too. John Locke doesn't spare any punches. Even if that's the governor, even if that's your president. But when that wild, savage beast turns upon you as a lion or a tiger, whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. And Cain, Adam raised up Cain, not the same Cain, sounds the same, pronounced the same as John Maynard Keynes, but it's spelled differently. Both had every desire to destroy Abel, all those that were Abel. And Cain was so fully convinced that everyone had a right to destroy such a criminal that after the murder of his brother, he cries out, quote, everyone that findeth me shall slay me. So plain was it writ in the hearts of all mankind. The idea that it was a mark was placed upon him so that everyone could know that this man was a murderer. And he cries out, Everyone that findeth me shall slay me. Here's 12. By the same reason, may a man in the state of nature punish the lesser breaches of that law? It will perhaps be demanded with death? Question mark. I answer, each transgression may be punished to that degree and with so much severity as will suffice to make it an ill bargain to the offender. An ill bargain. Choices have consequences. And the consequence for a specific act, if there is a great chance of your getting away unscathed, more people will attempt it. It's the chances to escape unscathed that gives him no cause to repent. But the idea is that each transgression may be punished to that degree and with so much severity as will suffice to make it an ill bargain to the offender. Can you imagine if we were still of the habit of tarring in hot tar, boiling hot tar, by the way, a man would die of his tar, not the feathers, a tar and feathering someone and tying them to a rail and riding them out of town to die. Horrible death. Burns all over their entire body. If we were still in that habit, how much trouble would we have in our local governments, in our state governments, our county governments, and our federal government? When the teabaggers descend on Washington, had they brought urns of boiling tar and sacks of goose feathers, and arrived not on a Saturday, but on a Monday morning, and started bringing them out into the courtyard, things might have had a different outcome. Again, each transgression may be punished to that degree and with so much severity as will suffice to make it an ill bargain to the offender and give him cause to repent and terrify others from doing the like. Terrify others. The idea of ostracization, outcast, outlaw, providing real, genuine barriers against people getting involved in pederasty or pedophilia or any other kind of a crime against their nature or against man. Real barriers. When you hide people away in prisons, you hide them in the courtroom, you hustle them off the crime scene in shackles in the back of a car and no one ever sees them again for the rest of his life. What message does that send to children? They don't see any of this. They don't have the stocks in the courtyard. They don't have a pile of rocks to walk by with a dead man under it. They don't have gallows. There's no guillotine. There's no evidence of punishment. It's no wonder people don't repent. Recidivism very high in this country. No one's terrified from doing the like. Everyone thinks, well, TurboTax Timmy can get away with it. Maybe I'll try it. Every offense that can be committed in the state of nature may, in the state of nature, not be also punished equally and as far forth as it may in a commonwealth. For though it would be beside my present purpose to enter here into the particulars of the law of nature or its measures of punishment, yet it is certain there is such a law. Now again, this is just a mirror of the same sort of thing that John Locke condemned Sir Robert Filmer for doing when he was beginning this treatise. He's not providing any justification. He's drawing an assumption, but he's not providing any backup for his measure. For though it would be beside my present purpose to enter here into the particulars of the law of nature or its measures of punishment, yet it is certain there is such a law. Well, where is the law? That needs to be asked. And that, too, as intelligible and plain to a rational creature and a studier of that law as the positive laws of a commonwealth, nay, possibly plainer. And there's so much more in all of this. So by looking at these various and sundry tomes, and certainly I'm so glad that I've embarked on a study of John Locke, by looking at all of these things, we can find out just a little bit more about who we are and whose we are, where we started from when we embarked on this incredible journey for freedom. Like you say, freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Step up for freedom. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.